For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Ray. John Haschak and John Pinches, the two candidates for 3rd District Supervisor, debated at The Chief in Laytonville on Thursday night. The event was scheduled to start at 4:20, but it got going a little late. I caught up with one of the organizers before it began.
Hi, I'm Lisa Austin. This is also turning into a going away party for my husband and I. We have Sacred Dog Ranch, and we're a local rescue and small cottage cannabis ranch here in town, and we're actually moving to Tennessee.
Why Tennessee?
Well, I guess you could say the grass is greener. It's kind of unfortunate because the fires have been really kind of driving this momentum to leave Mendocino County more than anything. But combined with all the new regulations and the unsurmountable amounts of, you know, money that you could throw at this just to stay in the game is just kind of not really where we want to be.
So what inspired you to put together a debate between the 3rd District Supervisors in a county that you're about to leave?
Well, this happened before. This has all been in the last 30 days that I've literally been like relieving since the fires from the Mendocino Complex fires. But I was inspired to put this together because I think it's important for the community to come together and really see who they're about to elect, especially in this election when we're at a pretty peak transitional moment. It's critical with what's happening in this county. You're seeing a lot of people leaving, like myself, because it's just hard to make a livelihood here anymore. And it's breaking my heart to leave this county, but I'll always be back.
Most of the questions were about cannabis, though there was a sprinkling of queries regarding water and economic diversity. Haschak took a granular approach to the cannabis issue, musing on co-op models and the value of the track and trace program. Pinches would rather keep it simple, reminding the crowd that marijuana is legal and that he's written a sample cultivation ordinance on the back of a bar napkin. Here's Haschak answering moderator Mayor Murphy's question about his support for cannabis businesses other than cultivation.
We need to be looking at all types of cannabis production, distribution, all of that, besides just the growing of it. If we look at, you know, the co-ops, where they can do the distribution, the processing in a cooperative model, where some of the, for an individual, it might be prohibitive to finance some of the production cost. Casey O'Neill has some big push for this cooperative model. And I don't think the cooperative model is just Flocana. I think there's other models that we need to be looking at. We also need direct sales. And that needs to happen, and we need to keep pushing the state government so that the cannabis growers can be face-to-face with the consumer, and that product can be exchanged that way, sold.
And here's Pinches, elaborating on the simplicity.
Keep in mind, marijuana is legal now, and if you only grow a certain amount of it, you should grow it the same as pears or sheep or cattle or grapes or whatever. If you want to get big, then you should go through the use permit process to where people, your neighbors can say, okay, we're going to allow that, but we're going to put these conditions. Like if you're going to have 10 workers there, then you got to do something to keep down the dust on the road that goes by my house. And that's what use permits do, is they put conditions on people. It don't restrict people on what they want to do on their land, but it makes it to where it don't impact the neighbors to the degree. That's why I support the minor and major use permit on larger grow operations.
The two candidates also have strikingly different ideas about future economic developments. Here's Haschak.
We need to do the eco-cannotourism, you know, bring people in here for retreats on wellness. It could be wellness on cannabis, it could be wellness about herbal treatment, it could be wellness of, you know, the practitioners that we have here. You know, Senator McGuire just got this bill passed to do the Great Redwood Trail. We need to be looking at that and really encourage that kind of development here too. That would bring in jobs, it would bring people to our restaurants, bring people to these hotels and motels that we have around here. One of the other bright spots in Laytonville is the kitchen, the commercial kitchen they just got a grant funding for at Laytonville High. So I look forward to promoting that kind of enterprise. Things that are sustainable, jobs that create wellness and entice people to come up here and spend their big dollars from the Bay Area.
Pinches invited the crowd to consider some other options.
you know, right here in this town here, we could support at least maybe one or two more gas stations. We need at least one or two more motels. So that's going to be jobs and growth and everything and sustainability. And then, you know, I don't know if a lot of you folks realize this, but our timber industry in Mendocino County is really on a resurgence. There's no doubt that we didn't overcut for probably from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, maybe even the 90s. But now our growth rate on all of our timber, whether it's the Jackson State Forest or the National Forest or private lands, it's really growing. It's I can show you movie pictures of the hill right behind you where that hillside was bare. Now look up there. All you see is fir timber, almost to the age where it's harvestable. That's happening all over the county, actually all over Northern California. We got two reload outfits that are shipping our excess fir logs out of this county to out-of-county mills. We need another good sawmill. It was a devastating blow to this area when the hardwood products mill shut down.
Other topics included state water board regulations, the Potter Valley Water Project, and the complexities of treating sewage in Laytonville. Hashtag assured the crowd that he would not take the raise the current Board of Supervisors voted for itself, but not the rest of the county government workforce. Pinches declared that he would, and promised he'd be worth it. You can find a lightly edited recording of the hour-and-a-half-long debate on our website and Facebook page. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright.